In a city known for its great food, lunch in Las Vegas just got a whole lot better. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's right. The amazing kitchen and serving staff at Rhythm Kitchen is now serving up an incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet. Every weekday, beginning at 11, you can enjoy white tablecloth service upstairs in the Grand Ballroom at Rhythm Kitchen. This amazing New Orleans-style buffet features catfish, jambalaya, hush puppies, I just love them, fried okra, and so much more, plus a full salad bar, and all for just $13.95, including a soft drink. That's right, just $13.95. So whether you're looking for a classy business lunch or you're on the clock and you want a great meal fast, make lunch plans today at Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur at Sunset, just off the 215. Don't forget, the New Orleans-style lunch buffet opens weekdays at 11. For reservations or menu specials, check them out at rhythmkitchenlv.com. That's rhythmkitchenlv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
It is live and local now on a tumultuous Friday. The big news, if you have not heard, Danny Tarkanian is dropping out of the U.S. Senate race against Dean Heller, will run with the president's full endorsement for CD3, Congressional District 3. So Danny Tarkanian, on the last day of filing at 12 noon, he is supposed to file. And we'll do so, but he'll be running for CD3, not for the U.S. Senate race. So that's the very latest. We're going to check in with Rico Aller, California refugee, brought his financial empire to Carson City and dry supply, where, by the way, it's snowing like crazy, we understand. The weather up north has been has taken a turn for the more interesting. Before I do, though, I know that we've talked a lot in the last couple of weeks about the old adage, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Every day we are disproving that. And I'm going to do it again right now. If you live in Southern Nevada, the good folks at Rhythm Kitchen and their incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet, I'm going to treat you to a free lunch. Is that okay? And all you got to do is call me right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. Be caller number 3. Caller number 3. At 844, the number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. Their great buffet is amazing. In fact, I'm going there for lunch today. It includes jambalaya, hush puppies. I love the hush puppies. Fried okra, plus a full salad bar and a soft drink. And caller number 3 is going to come away with a free lunch at Rhythm Kitchen. How about that? Tell you what, let's check in, if we can, with Rico Aller. Rico from Dry Supply in Carson City, and he joins us from atop the mountain where he has cell service, believe it or not. Hey, Rico, good to talk to you, man. What's up?
Good to talk to you, too, Kevin. The rain has been never-ending, and now snow, and it's, well, we're getting some, we're catching up on our dry winter now. It's really coming down.
Wow. I know I was talking with somebody else in Carson, saying that they're getting like 6, 7, 8 inches, 9 inches of snow, and it's still coming down.
Yeah, boy. It's going to be, but we really needed it. It's desperately needed, especially the snowpack in this year. We really needed to catch up on our snowfall and our precipitation, because it had been so bad, so low in November, December, January, February, just really short. And then, boy, March is, I don't know if you remember this, but back in about 1992, we had what they called the March Miracle. We had an incredibly wet March, and this is not unlike that.
Wow. Okay, I know for a fact, because I've seen you writing out the check, you're a contributor to Danny Tarkanian's U.S. Senate campaign. He is not going to run for the Senate. He is instead going to run in CD3, a very crowded Republican race. But he's going to do it with the full support and endorsement of the president. Your reaction, you want your money back?
Heck no. I support Danny Tarkanian. He's a good man, and I'm glad to support him. And if he chooses to make that change, that's awesome with me. I just want him to win. We need him in there.
What that means is Dean Heller is going to run unopposed. Unless somebody between now and 5 o'clock goes to the Secretary of State's office and plunks down, what is it, $300 or whatever, and runs in that Senate race against Danny, against Dean Heller, he's going to be unopposed. What does this mean? Do you like Dean Heller, his chances against Jackie Rosen?
I don't know if like two Democrats running against each other. Do we care?
Oh! Unbelievable. Somehow I knew you'd come up with something like that.
You set me up for that, Kevin.
Oh,
you know
my
what? If
God.
I were playing volleyball, you set them up, I knock them down. You set them up, I knock them down.
No, honestly, though, do you think he can beat Jackie Rosen? Jackie is
an undistinguished
first year plus.
I think it's possible that he does, and you know, I don't know which way that'll go, but it's disappointing that we're not going to have Danny Tarkanian have a real conservative in that seat. But, you know, I guess the filing deadline's today, so if something drastic doesn't happen shortly, that's kind of what we're left with, and I find that disappointing. But I'm not disappointed in Danny. I want him to do what he needs to do, and I want him to win. I want him to get in that seat and give us an opportunity to have a good conservative voice in that position. If that's what the president asked him to do, then he's doing what he should.
Danny, by the way, will join us about 11:45, and I'll get his reaction. I'll bet you he'll be real pleased that you're not going to be asking for your donation back.
Heavens, no. My goodness, no, no. I'm a supportive Danny Tarkanian, and if he, you know, he'd ask me for all kinds of favors, and I'd do them for him because I think he's a good man. And, you know, if it's within my ability and I can get it done, I'm going to help him where I can. I think he's a good man, and he needs to take this opportunity.
I'm just curious what you make of this whole thing with Dean Heller, how he has suddenly embraced the president, and I guess it seems to be that the president is embracing him back. Is that your read?
Well, it feels like that to me. I think there's been you never know what goes on in the back behind the scenes in these things, Kevin. And you know, despite the fact that the president's very forthcoming and to the point of irritating me sometimes, open with his thoughts. We don't really understand what happened there, and and maybe never will. But I suspect that there were some kissing and making up that went on, and I imagine Heller has made some commitments to the president to behave better, and the president has resolved to pull back from his. What he might otherwise have done in that race. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know whether it's good. I don't know if it's bad. I tend to find that when I disagree with the president that later on I repent of it.
Yeah, yeah. You usually find out that you're wrong and the president's right.
That happened quite often lately.
I know.
I'm surprised.
Let me just ask you. We've had some reactions that's been negative, even from some people that have volunteered for Danny, saying they're no longer going to donate, they're no longer going to volunteer, and that essentially they're done. Is there an argument to be made that this is political expediency rather than doing what's best for the country, doing what's best for the state of Nevada?
Well, I guess a person could make that argument. It depends on what their motivation was for supporting Tarkanian in the beginning. You know, I told you that I was supporting Danny because I thought he was a fine man. I think he'd make a great senator. And I think Dean Heller's a lying no good. I made that really clear. Now, if your motivation is all the latter and a little of the former, then you might be pretty offended that Danny's not going to continue to run. I'm not in that camp. I believe that we have people run for offices that are opportunities for them to pursue further office in higher places at a later time. And this may be what's necessary. And I'm not going to fault him for that. He made the decision based on what he thinks is best. And I have great confidence in Danny. So I'm going to go along with Dan.
Well, and Danny was just in Northern Nevada just in the last few days. So this is a matter of he's been talking to people, he's been talking with constituents, with voters. It'll be interesting to see what happens from here. Let me just ask you about when the president calls you, and I know you've been you've dealt with like a California governor. When the governor or a president calls and asks for your help. I imagine that carries some weight with it, does it not?
Well, yeah. If it had been Bill Clinton calling me, or Obama calling me, it wouldn't have carried as much weight. But when George Bush calls, you're in the state legislature, you tend to want to do what he asks you to do. Not necessarily what the outcome was in my particular case, but yeah, it does. If you're President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party. In fact, and as a consequence of that, that merits a very high degree of respect. And if the president asks you to accomplish an end for him, on the natural, why not do that? Whether it turns out to be the best thing or not, you don't know. But you don't have, none of us have the information that the president has at his disposal, what he knows. He may know things that are to make that decision necessary that we are simply not privy to. So I would be inclined to do what the president asked me to do.
And in a general election, being a Danny Tarkanian supporter and fundraiser, are you prepared to hold your nose and vote for Dean Heller in a race against Jackie Rosen?
We'll wait and see what happens. I'm not prepared to make that kind of a commitment, no. There are times when I withhold my vote. I just simply don't vote.
So there is a possibility you may not vote for any of them.
Always a possibility.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
You know, Kevin. Usually, when a push comes to shove, you get down to it, and it's a choice of voting for a bad person or a really bad person. You know, you got to make the choice based on that, and that's what I'll do.
The president ventured into the belly of the beast. This week, on Tuesday, going to San Diego in the People's Republic of California. And, of course, protesters came out by big numbers and protested the president's presence, that he would even think of coming to the People's Republic of California. What did you make of his inspection of wall prototypes? I thought that was a masterstroke, a great photo op.
I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And I wouldn't say it's courageous, but it certainly was putting a stick in their eye of those who were really on the opposite side. He did a great job of doing that, and I thought it was very effective. You know, the vast majority of Californians want a wall to be built, too. I mean, you know, as crazy as California is, there are a lot of very sensible, good, responsible people in California who see it the same way the president does. And he's pursuing that wall. He's going to get it, or it's over with.
Let me ask you, do you have a choice of what type of wall? I mean, I don't know that there's, you know, a 20-foot wall, a 30-foot wall, barbed wire fence, what? Do you have a preference?
I want one that works. I want one that stops people from, you know, they let them decide what that is, let the experts who really understand the technology and the construction techniques decide how to do that. But, you know, they've got some obstacles they have to overcome, literal geographic obstacles, as well as dealing with the potential for underground transport, which has happened repeatedly, where there'll be tunnels built, some of them a quarter and a half a mile long, you know, underneath the wall. So that requires human and technological effort. The wall is an upfront thing. Basically, you build the wall and you stop that kind of transport across the border, but you haven't stopped the subterranean. They've got to accomplish that.
And it's
completely in the cards. We can do this.
And by the way, how do we do that? Is there technology now that can detect tunnels under the ground?
Well, they use a kind of a technology that's kind of like an MRI. You know, they can see movement and different kinds of density of objects and spatial. Like if there's an open space underground, they can find that. They use it in mining, they use it in engineering, they use it in oil exploration. In fact, that's how the terracotta soldiers were discovered in China, was using that kind of technology. So it can, yes, it can be done, and if we have the will to do it, it'll happen. You know, there's nothing Americans can't do. There's just nothing. I mean, if it's at all within the realm of possibility, we can do it if we choose to.
Well, we are America, after all. I want you to hear real quick, this is cut one. This is Jeff Flake. Jeff Flake is the senator, the junior senator from Arizona. He is not running for re-election, and he's stepping away from the U.S. Senate. But now he's talking about presidential ambitions. This was Jeff Flake yesterday at the National Press Club.
Will you be running for president in 2020?
Next question.
Are you considering running for president in 2020?
No. It is. I am not running for re-election to the Senate. Running for president is not in my plans, but I have not ruled anything out. I do think that there should be a conservative challenge. I think if for no other reason, Republicans want to be reminded, I think, of what conservatism really means. Limited government, economic freedom, free trade, reverence for the free press. Immigration, and I hope that somebody reminds Republicans of that. I think they're willing and waiting to be reminded.
What do you make of Jeff Flake, and does he have a minute chance in a 15 or 16 or 17 person Republican primary race?
I think not, and he may be experiencing early onset Alzheimer's. I think the man is become absolutely mental. I used to have great respect for him, and I'm tremendously surprised at how crazy he's become. There's something definitely wrong there. I don't know what it is, but something's wrong with him.
In our final minute, I just want to ask you: we've had the Secretary of State fired by tweet. We've got. A new CIA director, a new Secretary of State. A lot of people are saying that H.R. McMaster is going to be gone and that there are going to be more changes to the White House. Do you worry about, quote, chaos in the White House? And I need about a minute answer.
No, I'm not worried about it. And, lately it seems to be it's been like death by a thousand cuts. You know, if he wants to clean house, clean house. Get it over with and move along. And doing this lets other people know that they're not going to be able to operate unfettered because he's some inexperienced person. He's showing them that he's in charge. I have no problem with it. He needs to get on with it, do what he's going to do, and then proceed.
Even make it like a White House 2.0, and that this is the new White House staff. And I like that idea. Do it all at once rather than drip, drip, drip.
Absolutely. Get it over with. You know, I've cleaned house before. It happens. Sometimes you got to do that. I'll tell you something. This is a business philosophy of mine that I'll relate to you. When a person in your business or your enterprise comes to believe that they are indispensable, it is time to dispense with them.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Hey, Rico, I got to run. I know it's snowing up there in Carson City. Where you are now, it's raining, turning to snow. Be safe up there, would you please?
Thank you so much, Kevin. You have a great weekend.
That is Rico Waller joining us live and local now. Stress can make your life miserable. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Take it from me. Stress can come from work with bosses and coworkers or at home with family members. Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, knows the triggers of stress vary from person to person, and so do the symptoms. Because stress is such a normal occurrence in our lives, many of us don't even recognize that we're suffering from it. If you're easily agitated, feel overwhelmed, have difficulty relaxing, or if you're going through a bout of low self-esteem, then you need to see if my friends at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center can help. A simple saliva test will determine any hormone imbalances, and then Dr. Christie will develop a treatment plan tailored to your needs. Call my friend Dr. Christy Thomas at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. They're conveniently located just off the 215 at 5735 South Fort Apache and online at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Coming up, Danny Tarkanian will join us. He threw a bombshell into the race for the U.S. Senate and for the CD3 race. Yeah. Danny Tarkanian is dropping out of the Senate race and will run instead in CD3. We'll have the very latest. Did the president actually ask Danny to do that? That's what it looks like. We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local, now.
Like she did. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Let's go to your phone calls. Danny Tarkanian joins us, by the way, at 11:45. Let's go to Sally. Sally, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you all the time. I love Danny Tarkanian. I will support him no matter where he goes. And it's finally a good thing since he is going for a congressional seat. He'll get some financial help from the Republican Party here, who was against him before. Let me tell her I'm not happy with, but holy mackerel.
Let me ask you, though, out of that field, first of all, do you live in CD3?
No, I live in Henderson.
Okay, but is that in, I don't even know if that's CD3 or not. Is that CD3?
I don't know.
Do you know who your
know.
Congressman is?
At this point, no.
Okay.
I've been working with Danny, helping him out, and I really like him. Not there on the phones, but I will tell anybody Danny's better than Heller. But Danny's a good man, and getting him a foot in the door into Congress is really a good deal.
Getting a presidential endorsement is pretty good, isn't it?
It is. Rico said it right, yes. And you're right. It is a good deal. And he deserves it because we need him in Nevada. He's pro-Nevadans. He's pro-American. And he never stabbed Trump in the back.
Well, we will see what happens. We will see what happens. We're going to gauge more reaction. Some of it has been positive. Some of it has been negative. But suffice to say, this is a major, major deal. The fact that Danny Tarkanian is dropping out, and those of you that don't know, Danny Tarkanian has dropped out of the U.S. Senate race, is going to run instead for CD3. And now, there are a lot of really good candidates, and we were checking the other day. I think as of yesterday, there was like 12 candidates. And again, with one full day of filing to go, there might be more than 12 or 13 or 14 candidates. The fact is, I don't know how this thing's going to play out. Are there candidates in that race right now that are going to drop out? And I think that is a possibility. It is hard to run against a presidential endorsement. Especially when the endorsement is from Donald J. Trump. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I had no intention to call because, I'm not down there. Now, listen up, you Republicans. You take your emotions out of this. I saw this 2 years ago. You use your mind. You keep saying the liberals are emotional. You go with policy, not person. You go with the good of the party and the policy. He was outmaneuvered. He was maneuvered into a corner. He has 2 years to go. He's still around. I don't care who wins in Congressional 3. I don't want two liberal psycho women running this state. If the president says you go with Dean Heller, a half a loaf is better than none. Don't be stupid and don't be emotional. You use your mind. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That's Mike in Reno. Does not have a dog in this hunt, relative to the CD3 race, but he does obviously not want both Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen to be our U.S. senators. Two flaming liberal female U.S. senators. And he says no to that. What about you? We know that even before Danny Tarkanian jumped in this race, that Dean Heller was going to have a difficult time winning re-election. The Democrats are targeting him as maybe the weakest candidate in a state that is changing demographically. We'll find out what happens. This is going to be one of those things that we're just going to have to watch. Now, obviously, we're going to watch 5 o'clock this afternoon and find out if all the candidates that were in the CD3 race, or any that were considering getting in between now and then, we're going to have to wait and see who's in, who's out. One of the things we're going to do Monday, we're going to talk with Michael McDonald. He's chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. And in fact, I saw him last night at the Real Chamber of Commerce meet and greet, and he agreed to come on next Monday. And by then, we'll know all the candidates that are in the race. We'll know all of the candidates. And one of the things I'm dying to ask him is, does this make his life a little easier? Because he's been kind of the man in the middle, caught in the middle of this whole thing. And how does he remain neutral in a, with a field of, what, 12, 13, 14 different candidates in that CD3 race? And will it get easier if folks start dropping out? We'll find out. I'm going to take a break early because we want to get as much time with Danny Tarkanian as possible. We will do that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday. We are celebrating. We might even be able to get the Friday song in again if we really fight it. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
Who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm so excited about Rhythm Kitchen's incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet that I want to treat you to a free lunch. This New Orleans-style lunch buffet includes jambalaya, hush puppies, fried okra, plus a full salad bar and a soft drink. Every day on Live and Local Now, I'll be giving away a free New Orleans-style lunch buffet. So keep listening, and I'll see you at Rhythm Kitchen.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
is live and local now. Good to have you with us. We are expecting Danny Tarkanian. He agreed to come on at 11:45. Hopefully, he will be here momentarily, and will join us. He had planned on filing at 12 noon, and as of late yesterday afternoon, I was fully intending on joining us at 11:45. We'll see if we can reach out to him. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Real Water, taste and feel this difference. And don't forget, if you want to save money on Real Water, do what I do. Go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. I get Real Water delivered every month to my home. And the guys are so polite, and they're really nice. Really nice. Try it. Check it out. realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. While we wait for Danny Tarkanian, we are now trying to find out if Andrew McCabe will lose his job and his pension as the former deputy director of the FBI. I don't know how that will play. I really honestly don't know. In fact, let's go to cut three real quick, because this is Sarah Sanders at yesterday's press briefing at the White House. Should the former deputy director of the FBI lose his job and his pension? Here is Sarah Sanders.
Melania is back and planning.
Oh, sorry about that. That was Jimmy Kimmel. Very funny, but not Sarah Sanders. This is cut three. Here we go. This is Sarah Sanders, White House reaction to deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe. Will he be fired?
That's a determination that we would leave up to Attorney General Sessions. But we do think that it is well documented that he has had some very troubling behavior and by most accounts a bad actor and should have some cause for concern. But that would be a determination that DOJ would have to make.
President should not receive his full pension as a result of...
As I just said, that would be a decision that Department of Justice would have to make.
Okay, joining us now, true to his word, is Danny Tarkanian. He's got all these yard signs that say Tarkanian for the Senate. He's going to have to scratch that out and put a little sign on it that says for CD3. Danny, what gives?
Well, look, first of all, I apologize for not being available when you first called. I've obviously been barraged with some calls because of this. I was put in a position I didn't feel I had any alternative. I got a call from the president personally, and then he had a staff talk with me afterwards. Telling me that he did not want me to run in the Senate seat. He wants me to run in the congressional seat, and he wants Heller to run unopposed in the Senate seat. And he said if I didn't agree that, you know, he's coming out, going to campaign very hard on him and for him. And, you know, left me no choice. Either that, I had one of three choices. I fight the president, who, you know, that would sort of be hypocritical when I said I got into the Senate seat because the Trump supporters in Nevada wanted a senator that would support the president, and then all of a sudden I don't follow his request because it's not favorable to me. Or two, I don't run at all. Or three, I run in the CD3 race, which the president has asked me to run in, which I lost by 1% in the closest race anybody had in Nevada's last election. And, you know, I have funding from the Senate race that I could use. And I just decided to get into it. I told his campaign manager, this new guy he just hired named Brad. I said, the only way I'm doing this is if the president publicly comes out and makes this request, because it's not something I want to do. But I'm doing it for the president and the party and the betterment of our country. And he tweeted it out this morning. That's why yesterday when I talked with you, I said this thing's going on. I just don't know which way it's going to develop, and I'd have to wait until it develops to tell you what it was. And the president decided to make the tweet this today, and I'm going to follow the president's directive.
Do you know of any candidates in CD3 that, as a result of this, are dropping out?
I don't know that, but I feel horrible for Victoria. Victoria and I are very, very close. I've helped her any way I can, and she's helped me every way she can. And I know she's not very happy with that call to try to explain, but she wasn't very happy. And I understand that. I just feel horrible about it.
What is the reaction you're getting from people in your camp? I know I've spoken to people like Rico Aller, who I know not only has helped you in your Senate campaign in Northern Nevada, but I know, because I've seen him write out the check, he's contributed. I asked him today, yeah, you want your money back? He says, heck no. I'm for Danny and whatever he wants to do. But I've also talked to people who volunteer for you who say they're done, they're not going to volunteer for the CD3 race. What is the reaction you're getting from your camp?
Well, I spoke with everybody on my staff and many of the volunteers, not all of them. And before I made up my mind what to do, I laid it out to them. This is what the president's asked. What do you think I should do? And every single one of them told me to run in CD3 and not to buck the president. Every single one of them did. So, I mean, I'm not sure who the other ones you're talking to. And I'm sorry if they're disappointed. I don't know. You know, this wasn't, I just want it to be clear, this wasn't my decision. It was a decision, the president of not only the United States, but the leader of our party. And I grew up in a sports family, and when the coach tells you to do something, you may not like it, you do it. This was something that the president wanted. I'm surprised because, you know, I don't know if there's anybody that was more against candidate Trump than Dean Heller was in the 2016 elections, and there were a few people that were more supportive of him than I was. But it's not my decision. It's the president's decision, and he made it.
I want to ask you, because I know one of the things that stuck in your craw politically was Jackie Rosen and the loss in 2016. I've got to ask you, because you've got a defamation suit. Is that going to go forward against Jackie Rosen? And is that a suit that may end up helping Dean Heller?
I don't think it'll help Dean Heller at all, because it has to do with specific allegations against me. But yes, it's definitely going to move forward. And it's one of the reasons why I was very confident that I would beat Jackie in the general election. You know, she made these ads that were defamatory. The judge in the district court hearing that heard it said he did not believe the statements were true. They were substantially similar to the one that already won a defamation lawsuit on, and we had a likelihood of success on the merits. So I thought that when I ran against her in the general election, we'd be able to use that when she tried to lie again. But I will not be running against her in the general election, so we will not be using it.
Let me just, but the lawsuit is going forward, is it not?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, very good. I want to ask you, have you talked to Dean Heller yet?
No, I've called the people that, many of them that have been so outspoken and encouraging me to run, and I wanted them to know firsthand from me why we got to this point. I didn't want to let anybody down. And, you know, most of the people I talk to understand. I haven't had anybody say they don't yet, but I'm sure there probably are some. I'll probably speak with Dean at some point, but he's not at the top of my list to call right now.
When do you file? I know that as of yesterday you were planning on filing at noon. When do you go to the Secretary of State's office and put down the money?
6 minutes.
6 minutes? Are you there? Are you there yet?
Yeah, I just picked my mother up and my daughter, and we're going to walk in as soon as we get off the show with you.
That is so cool. Okay, so I'm just curious. This is kind of an inside baseball thing. What happens to all those Tarkanian for Senate signs? You just plaster over them CD3 over Senate?
No, they'll probably be in the trash, I would assume.
Oh, all that money spent, and well. Well, hey, keep us posted. We're going to be there every step of the way for you, looking at what's going on and how this thing is playing out. We'll know by what, 5 o'clock, if everybody that's supposed to be in is in?
Yeah, yep, that's the deadline.
Okay, very good. Danny, we'll let you get to it. You're just 6 minutes away from filing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We'll talk with you later, Kevin.
All righty, there you go. Danny Tarkanian joining us. From I guess the Secretary of State's office. He's going to file at 12 noon. So roughly 5 minutes from right now. That's wild. You know what it's time for now? Oh, I'm so excited.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig, the number 4, Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig, 4, Nevada.com.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm gonna wrap this up in a nice ball for you. We've got a huge, it's not huge by presidential standards, but a huge CD3 race. Will some of the people that are currently listed as running for CD3, will they slip over to CD4? If they've raised federal money, they can use the money they raise for their CD3 race and go over to CD4. Beyond that, what is there left for some of these candidates? Now, I happen to think, could be wrong on this thing, that a presidential endorsement cuts both ways. Those that are never Trumpers in the state will have other candidates to choose from. Those that do support the president, and I think they are sizable, will support Danny Tarkanian. But I also know there are people that are incredibly devoted to people like Victoria Seaman, to people like Scott Hammond. And they desperately believe in their ability to elicit change in Washington, to finally end the gridlock in Washington. And there are people that I think will continue to support Scott Hammond and Victoria Seaman and others. I mean, I hope nobody gets out of the race. Again, with a large field, that means you don't have to get 35, 36, 38% of the vote. That means you need to get 22, 23% of the vote, which is a much more doable putt, so to speak, to borrow a golf term. I tell you what, March Madness has finally hit the state of Nevada, and in particular in CD3. It is March Madness all over again. What's the fallout? We'll have it. Michael McDonald will join us on Monday, and we'll talk about what this all means in CD3 and across the state. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk about it Monday, same time, same station, live and local now. Look inside the Stress can make your life miserable. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Take it from me. Stress can come from work with bosses and coworkers or at home with family members. Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, knows the triggers of stress vary from person to person, and so do the symptoms. Because stress is such a normal occurrence in our lives, many of us don't even recognize that we're suffering from it. If you're easily agitated, feel overwhelmed, have difficulty relaxing, or if you're going through a bout of low self-esteem, then you need to see if my friends at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center can help. A simple saliva test will determine any hormone imbalances, and then Dr. Christy will develop a treatment plan tailored to your needs. Call my friend Dr. Christy Thomas at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. They're conveniently located just off the 215 at 5735 South Fort Apache and online at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.